Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. When we talk about COVID-19 and we look at what's happening in the world, I think it's important to look at it through the lens of the pragmatist. Can you be as pragmatic as possible in your approach to dealing with things? And looking at it from the standpoint of risk and managing that risk and then applying logic to the risk that you're taking on, it makes tremendous sense. Because what I'm seeing out there is there are two types of people. There's those that worry about everything, and there's those that don't worry about any of this at all. And I found a quote that suggested, worrying doesn't take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace. So the idea of worrying about this thing 24/7 is probably not the right answer. But also the idea of saying, you know, let's just go crazy and, you know, pile a ton of people into a restaurant, or, you know, ride in a biking peloton of 50 people right on each other's tires. That doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense either. So there's got to be a happy medium, and that's where the pragmatic person comes in. And I would suggest to you that it starts with focusing on the information that's available. In other words, what do we know about COVID-19 and how is it transmitted? And then also focusing on what you can control within that realm. And that really goes mostly to your exposure and what you can control. And so looking at what we know, one thing we know is that the more you're around somebody, the higher the probability, and that's in fact the higher the probability you're going to get it. So you spend a lot of time with someone, chances are you're going to get it. And if it's in an enclosed place, it even goes up higher, right? That's what we're talking about. And we also know that the way it gets transmitted, it seems to be facial contact. So you get it on your hands, you touch your face, and then that's the greatest risk of getting it. So there are some things that we can control there, right? We can control our exposure to people. We can control our exposure to what I'll call contained areas. Right, you can go to a restaurant, a small restaurant, and eat inside with a whole bunch of people in there, but you know that you're taking a huge risk by doing it. But maybe there's an option for you to sit outside where you can social distance or do takeaway and have a picnic somewhere where you're not around people. But each one of these steps dramatically lowers the risk that you're taking on. So again, it's being pragmatic and making those decisions that are going to make sense, most sense for you and for the risk you're willing to take on. The other thing we have to know is that the more compromised your immune system, the greater risk of one, illness, and two, death. So we look at those two things and say, okay, where are we? And by thinking about that, if you were to get it, and let's say you're caring for an elderly relative, well, now you've got to put that into consideration too. So now again, are you willing to take on that risk? And how much are you willing to take on, knowing that your exposure could affect other people? And that becomes another consideration as you're doing it. So now we start to think about the activities that we have at hand. Do you get the haircut or do you not get the haircut? Well, think about the risk. You're in an enclosed area. You've got somebody that's actually touching your head area for sure if they're cutting your hair, right? So you've got that as a potential risk. Then you've got this person that's exposed to many people, because if you think about it, most barbers are probably seeing a dozen people a day, maybe a few less, maybe a few more, but that's every person that they could have contracted it from. Right? And then it's, are they changing their gloves? Are they doing all the things they could do between people? Do you know or do you not know, right? All of these are big considerations. So the question you have to ask yourself is, you know, if your hair gets a little bit long and unruly, is it worth going in and getting a haircut and realizing you're dramatically increasing your risk of getting this thing? So all of these things start to come in. So you really want to think long and hard about how we manage exposure and considering, you know, the risk of the activities that you're taking on. And I think it's that simple. And it's sort of this risk-reward idea. Know that there's a chance you're going to get it, and know that these activities in closed areas are going to increase it. Know that when you get around a lot of people, it's going to increase it. Realize that and make an educated decision before you step out. And by the way, if you find yourself in a situation where you begin to get uncomfortable, you walk into a restaurant, you look around and every table's taken, leave. And if you won't, if you are that restaurant owner, maybe, you know, you should take some responsibility for things. But at the end of the day, you have the ability to get yourself out of a lot of these situations. You don't have to be there. You can walk away. You can keep your distance in most cases. So you know, exercise that those options that you have. Just don't go to it. You're in a supermarket and things start to get crazy. Walk away. But while you're at it, if you don't really need to go into a supermarket, what I've been doing is just ordering things online and go out and pick it, you know, have them box it up for me. I go pull up, have them drop it in the trunk and leave from there. I don't even have to go in. I'm not a doctor, nor am I an expert on COVID, but what I am is a pretty pragmatic guy. And I'm just looking at this thing and saying, we've got to make some smart decisions for ourselves. The longer you can put the disease off, the higher the probability you have of getting through it. I'm talking about surviving it, and I'm also talking about dealing with it as an awful situation in your life. We have treatment. Treatments are getting better every day. Vaccines are being developed. We will get through this, and we know we'll get through this. So the longer we can put it off for us, the better we're going to do. Now, I'm not suggesting that we stay locked in our houses forever. I'm just suggesting that we start to make some smart decisions about the risk we're willing to take on in terms of exposure and just applying some logic to that decision-making process. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today and for this week, as you're making decisions about Corona and what to do or what not to do, just apply logic and risk management to your decision-making process.